Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now,
praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us here at the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church from the YouTube. And we have several sites, as I've stated before. We are the Ready Church YouTube, and we're the Ready Church Office Live.org, Ready Church Work, and ReadyChurchWeb.com. And I stated before, we aim into, you know, just keep God's people alert and ready in this last hour. I mean, there's so much going on across our nation and in the churches and just in all over our nation today. It's so much to pray for, and it's so much to watch and to stay alert in this last hour, because the enemy, the seducer, are really seducing the people on today. I mean, we got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and our ears open so we can hear from the Lord. There are so many voices that are in the atmosphere. But he said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And we just thank and praise God that we're still able to see in the midst of everything that's going on around about us, God is still yet able to keep us from falling. And we thank God for that on today. I see I have someone on. We have Miss Green again today. We're going to finish off where we left last week. I just thank and praise God. Sister Green, are you there?
I'm here.
Praise the Lord. It's good to hear you again.
Praise the Lord.
Good to hear
you.
We just thank and praise God. We want to continue from last week. I tell you, there's so much going on from one week to another, but God is still good in spite of what we are seeing going on around about us. Last week, we talked about Bishop Jakes and a lot of other, you know, ministers that have changed, and, you know, they're no longer preaching what they were once, you know, preaching. And the word of God said a seducer was coming, and we can see where the church is being seduced on today. But the word of God also said, cry loud and spare not, and lift up our voices like a trumpet. Are you a trumpeter today?
Thank you,
well,
God. I thank God for this ministry. I just thank God for having a ministry to open up our eyes and to discuss the things that's going on in the church today. I just wanted to call again and say I'm concerned about our youth once again, and that's always going to be a concern of mine. That's what God has put on my heart, and I want to help expose these false prophets in the house. And I want you to know that there are people that are standing for the people that really want deliverance in this last day and time. I thank God for you and your pastor and your ministry there. And I just thank God that he has exposed these people. And it's only, like you said, we got to cry loud and spare not. And that's all we want to do today.
That's right. We just thank and praise God. We need people. Will the real Christian please stand up? Will you please stand up in this last hour? I mean, because like you said last week, it's so much that's taking place with our youth as well as the adults. But if the adults don't, you know, show them the way, then where is it going to leave our youth? You know,
right?
There's so much going on in the world as well as in the church, you know. And then the world don't have nowhere to turn because they look at the church and they trying to be like them. They more worldly than the world is.
Right.
What I'm saying is, some people that's not even confessing to be Christian have more standards than the ones that's in the church that say they
And a lot of people believe just because grandmama went and mama went that they are saved. That's not true. If grandmama was saved, that doesn't mean you're going to be saved. You got to confess with your own mouth. And you got to come yourself and come to Christ and come to know Christ, confess Christ, ask for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is what's going to keep you. You don't hear people asking for the Holy Ghost anymore. That's almost, you know, like a word people laugh about. It's just so many people on TV nowadays that's mocking the church, mocking the Holy Ghost. That's blasphemy. And we as a church just sitting back and letting this happen? No, I think not. We got to stand up and set a standard for God's church.
That's true. That's true. We need some Shadrach, Meshach, and some Abednego. You know, I mean, they stood, you know?
Right.
And we got to stand. We got to stand
right
in this last hour.
Right, so I just don't know where, but I know we have some real saints. Saints, we got to open up our mouths. That's what is the problem today. The people that don't believe in God, these atheists and everything, they let you know what they believe. We got to open our mouths and let people know what we believe also. We got to know what is for God, what is not for God. We got to know his word backwards and forward. The devil know the word. So we got to know the word also. To be tricked, you got to not know your word. We need to get into our word and know it so we won't be deceived, so we won't be tricked. So that's just something I'm concerned with the church today. The body of Christ got to get about God's business.
That's true. That's true. That's true. It says, stand fast, therefore, and where the liberty in which Christ has made us free. If you're free,
mm-hmm.
it's not to go back and be bound. You know, we're
again.
Not to get yoked up again. And, you know, I'm telling
right.
you, I'm just so filled up when I see, you know, how much the church has. You can even go back and look and listen to some of the tapes from these ministers once preaching truth. And now, you know, the seducer has come in and into the house of God and tricking the body of Christ. And it's sad.
Right. Right.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. And some of these youth have never even been in the church, and now they go in the church. They're like, wow, is this what it was all about? I could have been in here because I can do the same thing I was doing in the street. I can do it in the house of God, and it's not so. Nothing is sacred no more. You know?
Right, and people thinking they could come and do whatever they want to do, how they want to do, and stay the same. You got to change. You got to be Christ-like. You got to try and strive to be Christ-like. People now making it like, a lot of ministers making it like, you can stay the same because of grace. Grace is given to you, yes, but not for you to do the same thing over and over and over again and think that grace is going to be abounding always for you. God is going to extend the grace for a short time, and then he's going to take that away. Then what you going to do? You know, what would Jesus be waiting for then? I mean, he's here. He got his hands out. He's waiting for you to come to him. That grace is going to be lifted one day, and then you won't have a chance then.
That's true. That's true. That's true. He said, come out from amongst them, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
he said, love not the world, you know, neither the things that are in this world. You know, so, I mean, if we're in Christ, then we shouldn't be having the same desires that we had when we was in the world. I mean, you know,
right.
we're going back to things and we're saying the oldest but goodies. And, I mean, you weren't saved then. You know, you weren't
right.
confessing to be a Christian then, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really, really sad. We got so much to pray for and so much, you know, to cry out against. I mean, there's no crying, you know. I mean, it just makes you real sad when you see, you know, it shouldn't make you feel real bad when you see what's going on around about you. You know, we got grandchildren and children and cousins and nieces and stuff, you know, that's going to be lost if somebody don't cry out from, you know, all this mess that's taking place, including in and everything in your life. No, he said you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. You got to let everything go. deny yourself. Right. Nobody want to deny nothing. Don't want to deny yourself. You know, it's all about me now. I heard Bishop Jay said, hey, the first 50 years of his life, you know, he did, you know, he was, I guess, ministering the word. But now the other half of his life, you know, he going to do what he want to do. And we can't do that.
Right, I heard that.
That's
also
not about us. Huh?
Mm. I said I heard him say that also. So I don't know.
It's
you know, a lot
us.
Of these ministers and everything, they never really gave their lives to the Lord. They say they're saved. But, you know, they do background checks on everybody. You go and apply for an apartment, you're going to get a background check. You're going to apply for a job, you get a background check. We need to do some background checks on some of these ministers, you know, because if they're saying they're saved, anybody can say they're saved, but are they living saved? What's going on behind closed doors? That's what we need to find out about these ministers, because you can say you're saved. Just like I can tell you I'm a car, if I go and sit in my garage, it's not going to make me a car, but I can tell you I'm a car all day. Some people is telling you they're saved. These ministers are saying that they saved, they gave their life to the Lord. Did they really? Or had they not really done that? You need to do a background check on your ministers, because some of your ministers is not doing or living like they say they are.
That's true.
So.
That's true. Then, you know, you got Bishop Jakes just said a while back, too, he said he's been in church all your life. Well, a lot of these people have been in the church all your life, but have you gotten a personal relationship with Christ?
Right.
That's what it's all about. I mean, you got churchgoers every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people go to church. I mean, the first thing they say when you say, oh, I go to church. We're not talking about going to church. You know, we're talking
mm-hmm.
about having a personal relationship, inviting Christ in your life and letting him lead you and guide you in this last hour, because there's so much destruction around about us. You know, you need the Holy Ghost. Nobody's talking about the Holy Ghost being filled or even being saved.
Right.
Because you're gambling and you're doing the dances in the house of God, and you just, I mean, it's just like you're just going completely crazy.
Mm-hmm. Drinking,
so
sexual perversion is going on in the house, and nobody is, even when the pastors come and repent, I think that some of these pastors need to be set down when you find out this stuff is going on, because there's a problem. If you're saved, you shouldn't be having 2 and 3 women in the church. And, you know, a lot of times we see this stuff going on in the house of God, and we turn our heads. God is not going to turn his head. And he's not going to just say, okay, that's fine, you know, because he's minister so-and-so. That's, the minister going to have to answer just like you going to have to answer. And then we're letting these people put their hands on us. And, you know, the spirit is being, the spirit of perversion and everything else that preacher has is being passed to you. You just don't understand how important it is to get into a house of the Lord, a real house of the Lord that's preaching the uncompromised word of God. That's where you need to be.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But like I said, we got to blow the trumpet in Zion. We got to cry loud and spare not. I mean, it's just so much going on. There's so much that we could address in this last hour. But somebody got to cry out. Somebody got to say, you know, that Jesus Christ is the only way. You know, he is the door. And you
right.
can't come in the door. You can't come in no
There's
other
no
way.
Other way.
Is the way. You know,
mm-hmm.
they saying there are many roads. They got rock and roll. I see at Pastor Jake, yeah, we just going to have to just, you know, lay it out. I mean, I've seen where, you know, he has Cheryl Brady up there saying that there are many roads. They got rock and roll and jazz and all. Come on now. That's stuff we did when we was out there in the world. When Jesus come in your
mm-hmm.
life. Oh, what a change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he brings mm-hmm. about a change. We can no longer remain the same, you know. It's
right.
Until we continue in sin, the grace may abound. You know, everybody's talking about grace now. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, God give you grace. But, you know, you just can't say, you know, well, okay, I'm just going to do what I want to do. He says, shall we continue in sin,
mm-hmm.
that grace may abound? No. That's what
mm-hmm.
the word says. You know,
that's
we got to
what
the word said. You know?
Mm-hmm. You got to double check the word all the time. I was speaking with someone that their pastor told them to go on Daniel fast. The pastor didn't share with them what exactly the Daniel fast was after I talked with them. I felt that the pastor really didn't even know himself. You know, basically, we're supposed to be fasting for God's sake, you know. And, yes, you're supposed to fast, but you're supposed to do it as a sacrifice to God and not, you know, boast to everybody that I'm fasting. And that's your reward right there when you boast to everybody that you're doing this and you doing this for God or your minister told you to. And, you know, that people just don't understand now if they do fast what the fasting is all about. The saints need to get back to the old landmark. Because the church is getting away from fasting and prayer. I remember we used to be on the moaning bench. You had to stay there. You would stay there for hours and hours. I remember it. But I thank God for it because it showed me where I needed to be. And it gave me a touch, you know. And I knew what it was like to be connected to God personally. But now the young people just have no connection. They don't know if it's God or what they're hearing. Most times, you know, they hearing the devil telling them things, and they thinking it's God because the pastor is okaying it. But we need to get back to the old landmark and let people know, let the young people know what it's like to have a touch from God.
That's right. That's right. I see we have another caller online. I think we have another caller online. Is this Ms. Johnson?
Yes. Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I've been enjoying what I've heard. I thank God you all were talking about the true church, and I thank God how much that is needed in this last hour, those who are standing on the word of God and who are not afraid to cry out against sin. And I just thank God it takes me back to the books of Acts when God first called the Christians, called us Christians in Antioch. And where are the Christians? I thank God that my pastor was talking last night. We're the real Christians. Please stand up in this last hour. And we got to stand up and be counted and tell people about the goodness of the Lord. I thank God for the ministry that I'm in that's crying out and sparing not. And I thank God for this ministry, the Ready Church. I thank God if I had not heard the true word of God, deliverance would not have came in my life. I thank God that he delivered me from drugs, and it was because I kept hearing the word of faith. Hearing the word of God, hearing the uncompromised word of God on tonight, and that's what the church needs to cry out about. I thank God that there are still 7,000 who have not been or bowed down to Baal on tonight, and we know that the church is in such a bad state that the spirit of Balaam is in the church. You know, the preachers are going after the prosperity. And they're like Esau on tonight. They've sold their souls for a bowl of soup. But don't you know soup don't fill you up that long? I know that only Jesus can bring fulfillment in your life on tonight.
Right.
And I just thank God for you all, you know, speaking out against the things that are going on in the church of today. It's so important that you be able to hear those who are still standing up for what is right on tonight. And I thank God that Jesus said, I came that you would have life and life through me more abundantly. And what he was talking about was that we would have eternal life, a life without end, not a life of prosperity. When we're dead and gone, what is all that stuff going to do for you? Somebody else going to drive your car. Somebody else going to live in your house, wear your fancy clothes and your diamond rings. It ain't going to make a difference.
Right.
Because we're going to have to stand before God one day and give an account for our life. So I just thank God, and I've been enjoying what I've heard thus far. So I just thank God on tonight for the Ready Church. And you all keep on preaching and keep on crying loud and lifting up your voice like a trumpet. There's still somebody that will hear. You know, at one time in my life, I didn't want to hear But I thank God that somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. Somebody took the time to pray for me. And I thank God because of prayer that I'm saved on tonight, that I've been set apart. I thank the Lord for it on tonight. So you got to keep on crying out so that somebody will hear God's small, still voice on tonight. So I just thank God for this ministry. Keep on doing what God has called you to do. There are people that are lost and that are dying in this world that need to know that there is still somebody out here that is concerned about your soul on tonight, which is your most valuable gift. When all this other stuff run out, your soul is at stake on tonight. And I pray that this word will go all around the world, that God will give somebody will hear on tonight and call in and say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be delivered? What must I do to be healed? Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I thank God for saving me. And I know there are some people out here that want to be saved, set free, and delivered. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so good. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And I thank God for his word on today.
Well, we want to take the opportunity, I do right now, to take the opportunity, knowing that there's somebody that wants to be saved out here. What do you think they have to do to be saved? God says there's a way to be saved and what they need to do. We want to share that with them now and let them know, at what age do you all think do a person come to God? Do they have to be 30? Do they have to be 40? Do they have to be 50? We want to share that with them right now, what they have to do to be saved and how to keep their salvation on tonight. I'm going to let Sister Harris, the person that's doing the show right now, let her start it off.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Harris.
Praise the Lord. What'd you say, sister?
We want to, I want to share with everybody what they need to do to be saved. If they really want to be delivered today, what do they need to do to be saved today?
You need to give your life to the Lord. You need to cry out to the Lord and repent. That's where it's going to start, at repent. Now they're saying there is no sin. But the word of God said we were born in sin. So first you got to come and, you know, confess with your mouth, you know, that you need a Savior, that you need to be saved, you know, that you need to be set free and delivered, and that only Jesus can do that. You got to confess with your own mouth. You can't go over your grandmama and your great-grandparents and your aunt and uncles and all of them, because sometimes some of these youth have not had no one in the home, and God has used somebody on the outside, your aunt and your, you know, and your cousins and different ones that minister to you and take
Lord.
You to the house of God to let you know that you need a Savior. You need a Savior. You need to turn from your wicked ways, because there is wickedness. We see it every day, all over our nation, all over our country. We see wickedness. We see the sin. We see the violence. We see people being killed, people being raped, and people's lives being destroyed every day behind drugs and alcohol and all these things. And where is the church? Where are the church? Where are the pastors? Where he said, how can you hear without a preacher? Where is the preacher? Where is the preacher that's crying out, you know, to God, you know, for the people, and telling them that they need to be saved? You need to turn today. While the blood is running warm in your vein, after you're dead, you can't praise God. The dead can't praise him. But while the blood is still running warm in your vein, and you still got the activities of your limb, and you're still closing your right mind, you can ask Christ to come into your life today. Say, Lord, change me, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, you know,
Lord.
And come into my heart and save me today. You know, it's in today he hears your voice. Harden not your heart.
That's
so today, He'll cleanse
today.
You from everything that you've done, every place you've been. Some people say, hey, I've done some things that I don't want nobody to know about. It doesn't even matter. You give your life to Christ, he said he'll put it in the sea of forgiveness. You know, people try to remind you of stuff that you did way back when. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. When, you know, you give your life to him, he put it under the sea of forgiveness, never to remind you of it again. All you have to do is open up your mouth and
that's
say, Lord Jesus, save me. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. I want to be saved. I want to live right, and I want to be whole. And only you can make me whole today.
Thank God. And he will do just that. All you have to do is ask.
He
will do it. I'm a firm believer for me, and I know he'll do it for you. I know we have but a short time, so I'm going to hang up, and I thank God for the Ready Church Ministry, and I thank God for being able to be a part of it today. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the narrator. I just thank God for you today,
and
I will
God
talk
to you too, sister.
Next
thank
time.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is the other sister still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You have
thank
anything
you,
else you want to say? You can call us at 818-691-7304. 818-691-7304.
Thank you, God. You were just talking about salvation, and Romans 10:1 says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And I thank God that that is the vision of the Ready Church on tonight, is that people's souls would be saved in this last hour, and that they would know that, you know, Jesus still sits on the throne, and he's sitting high, and he's looking low on tonight, and he's still in control of this world and the things that are going on in this world. He's concerned about the souls of men, and I just thank God for this ministry that you all are concerned, even about those pastors who may have turned, you know, and walked away from God. They still yet have a chance to turn back, like you said, to repent and to turn from their evil and their wicked ways, and they give their heart back to the Lord while they still have a chance on tonight. So I just thank God for being a part on tonight and being able to hear the true, uncompromised word of God in this last hour. And I just thank God for you and your ministry on tonight. And I pray that you all will continue to go on in the Lord and to cry loud and spare not and continue to lift up your voice like a trumpet. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, we get ready to go on a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
We thank you for listening to us tonight. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. God, we pray for the hearers tonight. God, everyone that heard the word on tonight, God, that you will deal with their hearts like only you can do. We pray for salvation and deliverance in this last hour, and that we will cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices in this last hour. In Jesus' name we pray. The devil's defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Ready, church. God bless you.
God bless you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah. The devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you want to do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. I'm still saying, man, go through bitter tears.